It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
On the 29th of August, TVNZ aired a news story covering the recent Israeli raids into the West Bank in occupied Palestine, which they described as the largest counter-terrorism strike in the West Bank in 10 years. The raid, which persisted for a week, killed at least 30 Palestinians, two of whom were confirmed to be children. Many of those who witnessed the coverage said that this news story, like others by TVNZ, used biased media framing to depict the Israeli Defense Forces favorably while ignoring Palestinian civilian casualties and the context of the occupation. For this week's Get Action, Wednesday Wire host Otto spoke to Kariana Key, who launched a petition calling for TVNZ to review their coverage of Israel's war in Gaza.
To start off, tell us about your petition and what your calls are.
So this petition calls for accountability from TVNZ in its coverage of Israel's war on Gaza. So we believe that their reporting has failed to present a balanced view, often ignoring the Palestinian perspective and human rights violations. The primary ask is for more impartial coverage, which accurately reflects the realities on the ground for both sides and doesn't disproportionately favour one narrative. We're asking that media does its job by critically interrogating what's happening in Gaza and the West Bank, and also the role of Western countries in absolving themselves and Israel of any wrongdoing.
Can you tell us about how TVNZ has been biased in its coverage of Israel's war on Gaza?
So TVNZ has often portrayed the conflict in a way that focuses primarily on Israel's security concerns, while downplaying or completely overlooking the suffering and devastation faced by Palestinians in Gaza. Reports, they frequently leave out critical contexts like the blockade, the illegal occupation, civilian casualties on the Palestinian side. And all of this paints an incomplete picture of the conflict. So, for instance, framing the war as terrorists versus Israel often conflates all Palestinians with terrorism, something Israel deliberately does, as well as leaving out important information about Palestinians' rights to resistance under international law. Some other examples, like the framing the October 7th attacks in the context of the greatest attacks on the Jews since the Holocaust, while ignoring the ICJ termination that Palestinians are currently, you know, facing a plausible genocide. So the list goes on. In the story that we referenced in the petition, the video shows Israeli forces and a convoy of bulldozers rolling into Jenin in the West Bank. There's absolutely no mention of how those bulldozers are being used to destroy properties and roading and life-sustaining infrastructure, or how this is a breach of the Geneva Convention. You know, these are war crimes are plainly visible from footage coming out of Gaza and the West Bank.
The petition references the recent TVNZ coverage of the West Bank raids as an example of their bias in covering the war on Gaza, but is this something that's been going on throughout the entire war?
Oh, absolutely. So this bias has been going on throughout the whole conflict. The recent coverage of the West Bank raids is just one of many examples where TVNZ has failed to provide balanced reporting, from the disproportionate focus on Israeli narratives to a lack of substantial coverage of the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The pattern has been pretty consistent.
While the petition specifically focuses on TVNZ's biased coverage, is this a problem that's limited to TVNZ, or is the problem of bias coverage something that other media companies in Aotearoa are also complicit in?
Unfortunately, TVNZ is not alone. Many media outlets around the world have shown similar biases, you know, whether this is due to political pressures or editorial stances or maybe misinformation. Many of the major broadcasters, including those in New Zealand, often underreport or misrepresent the Palestinian experience in favour of a more Israel-centric narrative. I've seen more of a humanitarian bent on TV3, where, for instance, you know, this week they reported on an Israeli strike on a family home where there was like a total of 7 people have been killed, including 2 women and 3 children, and they showed the rescue workers, you know, retrieving the bodies from the rubble.
Do you think there's a particular reason as to why media in Aotearoa might be biased towards Israel?
Yeah, so there's probably several potential reasons. You know, one is the influence of international media narratives, you know, which tend to frame Israel as like a key ally in the region and emphasize, you know, Israel's security needs over Palestinian rights. Additionally, political alliances and foreign policy considerations might impact editorial decisions, leading to a more favorable portrayal of Israel's actions. You know, some media have complained about the difficulty of reporting on Gaza. As we know, Israel, as the occupying power, denies access to foreign journalists. So what this can mean is that, you know, many of the stories we see in our media are generated by journalists who are actually embedded with the Israeli occupation forces. But that doesn't necessarily account for the bias. I don't think that's an excuse in itself. You know, the issue is much more about the framing of the conflict as a war between equals, you know, that it's some equal playing field rather than that of a, you know, brutal and intentionally and internationally recognized, you know, illegal occupation of a largely unarmed civilian population, predominantly in Gaza, made up of women and children.
Finally, what are the potential consequences that could come as a result of the biased coverage of the war on Gaza in New Zealand media?
You know, biased coverage leads to a misinformed public, which, you know, can have very serious consequences. It shapes public opinion, it shapes policy, you know, or potentially resulting in a lack of empathy for Palestinian suffering and a failure to hold Israel accountable for violations of international law. It also contributes to the marginalization of Palestinian voices and the perpetuation of injustice, you know, but also, you know, thinking about the dehumanization of Palestinians and Muslims in the media that can lead to more division and a rise in hate crimes in New Zealand. You know, only yesterday I saw a social media post of a Muslim woman who'd been attacked on the street while wearing a keffiyeh, you know, Palestinian scarf. Two schools were placed in lockdown by what now appears to be a threat originating from outside New Zealand, but it shows that our communities are really on edge and that, you know, irresponsible media reporting must be called out.
That was Kariana Key talking to us about a petition she launched calling for TVNZ to review their coverage of Israel's war in Gaza. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.action.org.nz under the name TVNZ Stop the Bias, Report Fairly on West Bank and Gaza. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.